Dreamscape presents Alive, the story of the Andes survivors, by Piers Paul Reid, narrated by Paul Ansdell. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John, chapter 15, verse 13. Preface. On October the 12th, 1972, a Fairchild F-227 of the Uruguayan Air Force, chartered by an amateur rugby team, set off from Montevideo in Uruguay for Santiago in Chile. Reports of bad weather in the Andes brought the plane down in Mendoza, a town on the Argentinian side of the range. The next day the weather had improved. The Fairchild set off again, flying south to the Planchon Pass. At 3:21 p.m., the pilot reported to air traffic control in Santiago that he was over the pass of Planchon, and at 3:24 that he was over the town of Curico in Chile. He was authorized to turn north and begin his descent to the airport of Pudahuel. At 3:30, he reported his height as 15,000 feet, but when Santiago Control Tower spoke to the Fairchild a minute later, there was no reply. For 8 days, the Chileans, Argentinians and Uruguayans searched for the plane. Among the passengers, there had been not just the 15 members of the rugby team, but 25 of their friends and relations, all coming from prominent families in Uruguay. The search was fruitless. The pilot had evidently miscalculated his position and flown north towards Santiago when he was still in the middle of the mountains. It was early spring in the southern hemisphere, and the Andes had suffered exceptionally heavy falls of snow. The roof of the plane was white. There was little chance that it would ever be found, and less chance still that any of the 45 passengers and crew could have survived the crash. 10 weeks later, a Chilean peasant tending his cattle in a remote valley deep in the Andes saw, on the far side of a mountain torrent, the figures of two men. They made wild gestures and fell to their knees as though in supplication. But the peasant, thinking that they might be terrorists or tourists, went away. When he returned to the same spot the next day, the two figures were still there, and once again they made signs to him to approach. He went to the bank of the river and threw a piece of paper and a pen wrapped in a handkerchief to the other side. The bearded
sample complete. Ready to continue?